Our scripture today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Thank you, God, for the inspiration of this word. Amen. Let's join together in prayer. Precious and loving God, we thank you that you are a being that exists in the center of all things. Precious God, we thank you for the reality that you are a being that exists in the extreme of all things. Precious God, as we go through this conversation today, I hope that we find ways to celebrate where your existence is and every tiered level of conflict and concern. Be with us not just in this conversation, but in the conversations that matters to our souls as we try to find ways to not just serve you, but to touch as many hearts as possible. In your Son's precious and loving name I pray. Amen. I'd like to share with you a story of a situation that I had with my oldest daughter. And my oldest daughter and I go to all sorts of things. We've been to peace marches during the COVID time around the Floyd incident. We went to a lot of Black Lives Matter marches. We have been to Pride events and LGBTQI supportive events. We've been to local school board meetings. We've been all sorts of things as advocates for those that exist outside of us. And we have put ourselves in environments that are abrasive. We've put ourselves in environments that express one side of divisionary conflicts. And in the blessing of being able to show others, one, that they're cared for, and two, when Pastor Michael Drew Davis shows up in that collar, the faith community cares about what's going on as well. But I want to talk about a very specific event that my daughter and I just went to. And this is a beautiful situation of what I hope that life could be. This is a beautiful imagery of what I hope that our true existence could be. I picked this song today, joined together with the band, The Who, to talk about these places that everyone is accepted no matter what. Now, I've used this John Lennon quote time after time after time during this music series, but I'll use it one more time. What it means to truly celebrate and express with others that it doesn't matter who you love, what you love, how you love, it matters that you love. And I was in this event, this very conflicted event. I mean, my daughter and I went there. There were people that were wearing t-shirts expressing their side of an issue. There were people holding banners expressing their side of an issue. There were people who came to this event together that disagreed with each other so vehemently that we could see them arguing with each other while the event was going on. But even with all these signs and banners expressing one side of feeling or another, even with people being as blatant as wearing t-shirts expressing how they felt one side or another, there was still a common unity that existed in this event that made it possible for everyone to sit there together. And through sitting there together, they could find their common unity and a common love. And even though one person held up one banner expressing one celebration, and another person may have been holding up a banner expressing hatred against that celebration, we were still there watching people sit together and be together because of one common purpose and one common love. So I'm not going to make you wait till the end of the sermon to know where we're at. My daughter and I, my oldest child and I, went to the All Elite Wrestling event in San Diego, California on May 31st. So we're in this building, and a collection of people who had this common love of professional wrestling.
Now, some of them may have liked John Moxley. Some of them may have liked Kenny Omega. There could have been some Lucha Brother fans in there. There could have been some Young Bucks fans in there. There could be people that were cheering for the Elite, but they were also people cheering for the Blackpool Combat Club. But I sat there and I looked at everything around me, and I saw some people felt one way about some issues, and some people felt other ways about some issues, but they were still able to be in the environment together and celebrate a common love, even though that they sat within that common love, within different hurts and different celebrations and different frustrations. I am sitting at this All Elite Wrestling event in San Diego. We went on the May 31st show. If you guys watch wrestling, it was the Dynamite that was on Wednesday night, and the Rampage that came on Friday night. They taped both the shows on the same night. And I'm just sitting there in this environment of loudly voiced, strongly displayed division, and there was a unity that still overlaid that division that made it possible for everyone to be together, to celebrate together, and to be in common love together. I want to share with you that as we look at these ideas of the Who, a Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend song joined together with the band, because this song expresses that. There's all of this call for people of different walks, different practices, different understandings to come together and to participate together and to join together in the band. What a blessed imagery that is. And what a blessed imagery it was to sit next to my oldest child and be able to say, wow, this guy likes Kenny Omega, that guy likes Jon Moxley, and they're both holding up their signs saying so. And even though Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley are in this bitter feud against each other, they're still able to sit next to each other and cheer and celebrate during the Young Bucks Lucha Brothers match. They're able to find those places of common love and common understanding, even as they exist within the differences. When I found this Wesleyan practice of Christianity, the United Methodist Church, that imagery was what drew me to it. It was not a divisive faith. I found myself in a congregation of individuals that were willing to work on things, process things, strive to serve and care for things. And if you could name anything, they were out serving and caring for it. I found this description of faith practice that was individuals that, even though they may have different feelings and understandings, they could go out and serve in those different feelings and serve in those different understandings. And they're still serving a common love with Jesus Christ in the process. So the opening story just opens things up so I can share this. This sermon is actually the tale of two bishops. And even though it may sound like I'm presenting contradictory viewpoints, I'm actually describing what I saw at this AEW wrestling event. I'm describing what I saw, and I hope that our churches can become, is these collections of places that have this underlying understanding that Jesus Christ exists for all and is for all as we serve in the ministries where we find passion. I'd like to share with you my memories, and I've shared this many times, I know, but it moved me so much. I share it as much as I can. My remembrance of the first thing Bishop Grant Haguia shared with the California Pacific Annual Conference in his first address to the annual conference at annual conference. Let's see how many times I can say annual conference. he began to lay out this imagery of the United Methodist Church, and it's one that I just shared. We are a denomination that's willing to go out and serve and do so many good things. We hear the gospel call that came articulated by John Wesley that shared, do all the good you can in all the ways you can for all the people you can and all the times you can. And we go out and we do some great stuff. Everything from dealing with housing and food insecurity, dealing with issues surrounding the care and the support of our brothers and sisters and our siblings in the LGBTQIA+ community, and what it means to be representatives of Jesus Christ in the world. And he put up this bubble chart that stirred my soul, because he showed all the places. It was like this Venn diagram. He showed all these places that Jesus, that we move, United Methodists move in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in this Venn diagram, right dead in the center of it all, was Jesus. And what I got from that conversation is there's all these places that we are looking to help other people see that they have a place in the band. There's all these places that we are looking for the hurting and the lost, and we're trying to pull everyone more into the centralized focus that Jesus is the center of it all. And Jesus exists within the center of it all. And as we go out and we do these things, if we also utter the name Jesus Christ, we begin to create this understanding of that, yes, not only are there people willing to do all the good we can and all the ways we can for all the people we can and all the places we can and all the times that we can, but we are also individuals that are willing to say, I do this because Jesus Christ loved me and I want to show that love to you. So I had that blessed imagery. And that's the imagery that I saw at this wrestling event. There was this underlining love that existed within the different paths that exist there. There is this underlining love that exists within all the places that are taking place. This underlining love that can reach out through the different t-shirts and through the different signs and through the different opinions and understandings. And this underlining love creates community. Well, that's our existence with Jesus Christ. Now, over the last few years, my heart has changed a lot. And if you've looked at the Instagrams that I post, if you look at my personal Facebook page, there's times that I've stepped in and I've put things on our church Facebook page, even though we are absolutely immensely blessed by Julianne Bradford and her work with our social media accounts. But in recent days, I have spent years upon years of talking about Jesus Christ is at the center of it all, but I have begun to realize that if I try to only pull people towards the center, then there's people on the fringes that begin to miss out. There's people on the fringes that begin to miss out. So our new bishop, Bishop Dottie, I am recording this in a time period before our current annual conference. So as I record this, I have not had the opportunity to hear her opening address to the California Pacific Annual Conference. But what I have had the opportunity to do is I have physically been present in two separate events that I have been able to hear our new bishop's focus on what ministry is. Now, where Bishop Aguia's, Bishop Grant's opening address called for this pulling towards the center, pulling towards a common place of faith that I just expressed within the wrestling, but hers began this concept of what it means to reach out to the fringes. And that moved me immensely, because as I call people towards the center, there's still people that get caught on the sides. And there's people that get so caught on the sides that the center becomes this undesirable place. And I get it. Lately, I have seen the hurt that faith communities have given our friends in the LGBTQIA+ community. I have seen people of faith fighting with each other. And it's not the argument of if you like Kenny Omega or John Moxley. It's the argument of you're destructive and I'm right. And there is no common place. There is no common love. We don't see the commonality of faith anymore. It becomes this fight over, I have to feel this way. I have to do these things. I have to participate in this in such a way that I don't lose the salvation that's for me. And almost to the argument that I have been a part of, it has been, I have heard this phrase uttered. I know where I'm going when I die. Notice the intentional overlap of the eyes that I put in that. I know where I'm going when I die. So that shifts this point. The center ground is the place where I receive blessings, and the center ground is where I receive benefits. And it's not a community of people trying to find the center ground anymore. It's this community of people that need to be right so that they're safe. And that's hurtful. And I've watched a lot of people get hurt that way. So if you've seen my posts lately, a lot of those posts have become me stepping away from the center and trying to reach the fringes of some dear souls that have been made to feel unimportant by faith. I'm trying to express to dear souls that even though the largest voice, the loudest voice may present one opinion, that's not the opinion that's factual at times. And it may be just a few voices that are the loudest and command control, but it is a hard fought journey. It is a hard fought path, and it's no longer for me about turning people towards the center. It's about reaching out to the fringes. But even though I've presented this in such a way it sounds like one contradicts the other, it really doesn't. Because even within the circle of reaching out towards the fringes, there has to be an acknowledgement of who that I'm doing that for. I'm not doing it for me. It's not the I theology. It's not what I get when I die. It is, this is how that we build the kingdom on heaven. This is how that we do that message that Christ shares in the presentation on how to pray on earth as it is in heaven. It's in the immense effort of creating these places that people can see a place at the table and not this place of division that doesn't like them. So to reach the ones that we that feel excluded and forgotten, we got to go to the fringes. To reach the ones that feel neglected and forgotten, we have to go to the fringes. And so that all exists in this reality. And it's this combination between the reality of what Bishop Grant and what Bishop Doty has shared in the first addresses that I've heard them say. It's this reality that we have to do all these great things without forgetting to address that when I do these great things, I do them in the name of Jesus Christ, including not just trying to pull things towards the center, but including going out to the fringes so that individuals can see their places at the table. Going out to the fringes so that individuals can see that even though the loudest voice is exclusive, there's some voices that are trying to get louder that express you are affirmed and you are loved by God. You are affirmed and you are sacred in God's eyes. And to do that, we got to stretch out to the fringes. As we reach out to the fringes and try to pull our faith towards the center so that we can all experience the gospel message that my oldest child and I experienced at AEW Wrestling on May 31st. I hope that we can get back to this place in faith and humanity and being that, yes, there's things that we express and we celebrate, and it may not be expressed or celebrated by the person next to us, but we can find the common ground of love and support that shows that community is more important than a division. Hold on to those things, and may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. God is love. Amen.
Let's join together in our closing benediction. Gracious God, thank you for being present in so many varying ways. Help us, God, be your presence for so many others. In your Son's precious name I pray. Amen.